From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greece appears to have one last chance to put together an economic reform plan. The chance will come at a full 28-nation European Union summit on Sunday. Leaders at an emergency Eurozone summit in Brussels Tuesday were angry when Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras failed to present a plan in writing. Mr. Tsipras said only that his proposal makes improvements in Greece's earlier request for more bailout money. Finland's finance minister, Alexander Stubb, says nations are not likely to erase more of Greece's debt.
No, we're not willing to ease Greece's debt burden. We did that already in 2011. We did that also in 2012. We fully respect the result of the referendum. The door of the negotiations remains open, but at the same time, that door is very conditional.
Meanwhile, many Greek banks are closed, with withdrawals at cash machines limited to just $67 a day. Store shelves are rapidly emptying, and gas stations are drying up. An unidentified Western diplomat in Vienna said Tuesday that the nuclear talks with Iran have been extended for the last time. After missing the June 30th deadline for a final agreement, Iran and six leading nations have now extended their talks until Friday. Iranian negotiators say there are no definitive deadlines. Republican senators Tuesday vented frustrations over U.S. efforts to fight Islamic State radicals, also known as ISIL or IS. Members of the Armed Services Committee grilled Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, at a hearing. Committee Chairman John McCain blasted as delusional President Barack Obama's reiteration of U.S. strategy at the Pentagon Monday. This is VOA News. Gunmen stormed a residential compound in northeastern Kenya on Tuesday, killing 14 people. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for the shootings. The incident took place in a village located near Kenya's border with Somalia. Representatives of various Taliban factions met Tuesday night with officials of the Afghan government. Other national and international parties were included in the talks. There is the possibility of a follow-up meeting later Wednesday if the talks show progress. The International Committee of the Red Cross says Yemen is facing a catastrophic situation 3 months after a Saudi Arabia-led coalition began an intense air campaign against Houthi rebels. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations reports that Saudi-led airstrikes have killed more than 3,000 people in Yemen, more than half of them civilians, since the bombing campaign began 3 months ago. It says more than 1 million civilians are internally displaced or have sought refuge in neighboring countries. Aid agencies say the humanitarian consequences of this relentless war are severe, with more than 21 million people throughout Yemen in need of food and other relief. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Saudi Arabia said Tuesday authorities have arrested three brothers in connection with last month's suicide bombing at a mosque in Kuwait that killed 27 people. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack in Kuwait City. The attack followed two similar suicide bombings at Shiite mosques in Saudi Arabia in May that was also claimed by the group. Pope Francis will spend the second day of his three-nation South American tour holding an open-air mass in Ecuador's capital of Quito. Hundreds of thousands of the faithful are expected to gather in Quito's Bicentennial Park to hear the pontiff on his last day in Ecuador. Britain Tuesday marked the 10th anniversary of the Islamist suicide attacks on London's public transportation system. 52 people were killed on July 7, 2005, when four young men set off bombs in three subway trains and a bus during the morning commute. Burundi's ruling party has won the country's parliamentary elections. The country's National Electoral Commission says the CNDD-FDD party won 77 out of 100 seats in the National Assembly. Activists in Myanmar have gathered to commemorate the 53rd anniversary of the military crackdown on student protesters and the demolition of the historic student union building at Yangon University. About 20 gathered peacefully in the morning, another 50 protested later in the day. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.